Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, November 5th. In news that was announced last Friday, the Bureau of Land Management has deferred oil and gas lease sales in the North Fork Valley. According to the BLM website, the BLM had originally included the North Fork acres in its December oil and gas lease sale, but announced that the acres will be deferred until the Uncompahgre Resource Management Plan is completed. Several entities, including Governor John Hickenlooper, Senator Michael Bennett, and the town of Paonia, had all written letters in opposition to the lease sale, asking it be delayed at least until the RMP is completed. 23 parcels of land in Colorado will still be available in the oil and gas lease sale on December 13th. The BLM removed all but 8,347 acres from the original proposed sale. According to a press release, Senator Bennett responded to the BLM's decision with this announcement, quote, "We appreciate the BLM's thoughtful decision to listen to the concerns of Coloradans. The governor and I worked in lockstep to ensure the input of communities, sportsmen, and conservationists were at the center of this process. We will continue working with the BLM to balance responsible energy development with other natural resource priorities in Colorado." End quote. Water managers in the southwest United States are witnessing record levels of reservoir depletion, and Colorado's western slope is feeling the stretch, especially in the agricultural sector. As KBUT's Christopher Biddle explains for our Western Slope Resources reporting, one group thinks others should share the burden.
The Colorado River watershed is one of the most crucial water supply networks in the country. It brings water to 40 million people in the American Southwest, an area with an economy that's equal to the fifth largest in the world.
All that water flows into the Colorado River and ends up down in Lake Powell, ends up feeding Las Vegas and LA and San Diego and Phoenix and Tucson.
That's Andy Mueller, director of a public water planning and policy agency called the Colorado River District.
And along the way, it gets taken out to feed the needs of Denver and Greeley and Fort Collins and Boulder, all of those major cities in our state. All of those major cities depend on the water that originates here in Gunnison County.
To be clear, he doesn't mean just Gunnison County, but also 14 other counties on Colorado's western slope whose water rights his organization represents. But Gunnison County does contribute a significant amount. Blue Mesa Reservoir, 20 miles east of the county seat, is the largest body of water entirely within the state of Colorado. It's part of a system of reservoirs that include names like Lake Powell and Lake Mead. They were built in the 1950s and 60s to help fuel the American post-war expansion, and they served their purposes well. But lately, they've been put to the test.
What we've seen over the last 19 years is a drought that we may have seen about 1,300 years ago in comparison, but nothing in between then. No drought has lasted this long and been this severe in the Colorado River Basin. And so we're watching a system that was designed to handle occasional droughts based upon its reservoir capacity. But as the reservoirs have dropped, we're looking at critical levels being hit in those reservoirs where we may not be able to produce the water that we need to deliver.
And there's also a risk that so much reservoir depletion would limit or eliminate the ability to make hydroelectric power for rural communities in the Southwest, which also provides revenue for water sanitation and endangered species programs. In order to avoid a worst-case scenario, the Bureau of Land Reclamation put out a draft of a new drought contingency plan earlier this year. It's the fourth version of the plan, first drafted in 1922, revised in 1948, and then not again until 2007. The new plan involves drawing more water from Blue Mesa in order to fill Lake Powell. It immediately drew scorn from Western Slope water managers who said they believe Front Range communities should share some of the burden.
We on the Western Slope are really the stretch in the rubber band. We have demands to the east and to the west.
That's Zane Kessler, communications director for the Colorado River District.
How we grow is going to have tremendous impacts on both water quantity and quality. And here on the Western Slope, our first priority is protecting agriculture.
With a booming Front Range population and a statewide population that's supposed to double by 2060, Kessler says that's becoming harder and harder to do, but they do see some solutions.
How do we disincentivize that type of development? how do you create incentives or even requirements where the water use actually becomes less?
That's a clip of Andy Mueller speaking to the Board of County Commissioners in Gunnison at a recent meeting where he tried to convince the board to think about building permits, zoning laws, and other land use regulations as tools for water conservation on the western slope, primarily in residential developments.
When you have formerly agricultural property, you could look at tying their water use to exterior water use to their building permit and say, we need analysis on how are you going to impact your neighbors, the ag community around you? How are you? What steps are you taking to conserve?
What's the message you're trying to convey to them? What decisions do you hope they're going to make in the future after this?
I think at a county level.
Again, Andy Mueller.
One of the main functions of a county government is land use. So we're asking them to think about how their land use decisions impact the viability of productive agriculture in our state. It's a really complex series of events that will occur if we're not careful, where our agriculture will end up having its water taken away from it to support urban areas in our state.
For KBUT, I'm Christopher Biddle.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KBUT, KSJD, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado, made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.
And in a look at the high school football playoffs around the listening area, Paonia lost at Burlington 21-13 on Saturday. It was the first time since 2012 that the Eagles did not win in the first round of the 1A playoffs. Paonia finished 6-4 on the season. Western Slope League champion Meeker rallied to beat Holyoke 12-7 and will play number one lineman on Saturday. In 2A action, Basalt and Rifle both won their first-round games and will represent the Western Slope in the quarterfinals. Aspen and Delta both fell in the first round and saw their seasons end. In 3A, Palisade earned the number one seed in the playoffs and will face Fort Morgan on Saturday. And in 4A, Montrose finished the regular season 9-1. And earned the number 6 seed. The Indians will play at home Friday night in a first-round game against Dakota Ridge. And finally, Fruita Monument and Grand Junction Central will play a rare playoff game against each other. The Wildcats and Warriors are seeded 7th and 10th, respectively, and will kick off their game at Stalker Stadium on Friday night. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, November 5th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.